order.
It was a perfect storm that sank the government's coal mining company, Solid Energy. That's what MPs were told in the committee rooms and then again in the debating chamber, where defence of the government's actions was led in question time by its Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Tony Ryle.
The fact is that it's not the debt that's caused the problems at Solid Energy. It's the fact that a number of investments have been made that have not generated the return that the board expected, and coupled with a major collapse in coal prices in 2012, we have what has been described as a perfect storm.
The minister was quoting what Solid Energy's former chief executive, Don Elder, told the Commerce Select Committee.
In the second half of 2012, last year, the coal industry around the world received a stunning blow from an unprecedented collapse in international coal prices. So for us, like every other, or almost every other coal company in Australia, this was the perfect storm.
Mr. Elder had accepted an invitation to appear before the committee with his board chairman, John Palmer. While back in the chamber, Mr. Ryle was keen to distance himself and the government from their management and governance of Solid Energy.
The government did not hugely pressure Solid Energy to increase its dividends and its borrowings. The government is absolutely clear. It is the responsibility of boards to balance dividend, debt and capital. But look, let's be absolutely clear here. The board's responsibility is to manage debt, dividend and investment. Clearly, wrong decisions were made in terms of some investments that have not generated the return that that company wanted.
But that was also the government's fault, according to Labor's finance spokesman, David Parker.
Well, in respect of one of those failed investments, is he aware that Don Elder and Mr. Palmer both said that the reason the biofuels investment did not make any money was that Mr. Brownlee and his government removed the biofuels sales obligation that was previously legislated?
Honourable Tony Ryle.
Mr. Speaker.
Order. Order.
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Mr. Speaker, the member seems to be suggesting that this would have only been a profitable investment if it was subsidised by the New Zealand taxpayers. The company must have known about that decision when it was made, and they can make investment decisions in response to government policy change.
Meanwhile, Labor's Chris Hipkins tried again to find out what lay behind the resignation of Education Secretary Leslie Longstone and her $425,000 golden handshake, but getting no more than this from State Services Minister Jonathan Coleman.
It was clear that there were issues in the relationship between the Minister and the Chief Executive.
And finally, possibly a first, with this request from Labor's David Cunliffe to table a car bumper sticker.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table this rather endearing little moniker. No car park tax, stop John Key's 50% car park tax.
That's not necessary to inform the House.
Mr. Speaker, point of order, this is not yet readily available.
And,
I understand
it's
there
equally,
are...
It's equally... Order. Order. The member will resume his seat. Order. And it will not be tabled either.
Now, back to the committee rooms, where Rhys Lyon has more on the Solid Energy hearing.
Before the meeting kicked off, Labor's Clayton Cosgrove had some procedural questions for former Solid Energy boss Don Elder.
Firstly, are you still an employee of Solid Energy?
Yes.
Is it correct that prior to last week's meeting, you offered to attend this meeting and testify, if you will, or provide information to this committee?
Essentially, yes.
And who did you make that offer to, and how, and was it formalised, and if so, how?
My lawyer provided in writing to Solid Energy's lawyer a letter saying that I was available and willing, if required, to attend the select committee.
Clayton Cosgrove smelled a rat.
I put a question to the acting chief executive as to whether you'd offered. And I'm paraphrasing, he said he was not aware any offer had been made on any basis, I think were the words he used, which I find very hard to believe, given that you've told us you put it in writing to him the day before. Why would they not accept the invitation from you as a 12-year veteran of Solid Energy as CEO?
My understanding is that what they advised was that it was normal for the current chair and chief executive to attend, and that was the decision they made.
Mr. Cosgrove was led to this conclusion.
I'm of the view that we have been misled by those executives.
Labor MP Clayton Cosgrove during the Commerce Committee's grilling of former Solid Energy Chief Executive Don Elder.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.